This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Kenny Robey was raised in South Carolina, but he moved to Raleigh as a young adult and began playing music. He started with a punk band. From there, he formed the influential Six String Drag, which put out two well-received country rock records in the late 90s at the same time Whiskey Town was getting rolling. He's just released Memories and Birds, his first solo album in 7 years. Kenny plays the Center Stage Back Porch Music Series at American Tobacco in Durham tonight with Solas, and he joins me now in the studio. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So there are some gorgeous arrangements on the new record, and it really stands in kind of stark contrast to where you started with your punk roots.
You know, even back in the day when I was in a punk rock and hard rock bands, I was still into a lot of country music. I was into a lot of R&B. I grew up listening to Ray Charles, Modern Sounds, country and western music, and there's the connection between country and R&B and lush arrangements as well. Huge Randy Newman fan. A lot of the arrangements, I think, on the record are somewhat influenced, especially songs like Colorado, somewhat influenced by some of those more lush orchestral arrangements.
Think I'll go to Colorado. Got no skin left. This game, you get a line and I get a pole. You get the car and I.
Let's talk a little bit about Tired of Being in Love, which I think, you know, while thematically there's a line through some of the songs on this record, the approach musically to that one has almost like an R&B swagger to it.
Originally, in my mind, when I wrote it, it was like a waltz. It was like Que Sera, Sera, you know. Right. It was like I Feel Pretty. It was like a show tune, you know. And that was the image I had of this girl, this young lady, you know, going from teenage years into her 20s and having this, you know, relationship with this man, and then it kind of turned dark, and you know, he comes back from war, and kind of a war-torn veteran, shell-shocked to some degree, and her dealing with that. And then when we did it for the record, slowed it down some, gave it a little bit more rhythm, and just started adding things, and I was like, really, this song is developing into something that she would possibly be listening to if she was, say, an early Vietnam war veteran's spouse, or a late Korean War veteran's spouse. What would be in the background as she's holding the baby and possibly both of them crying, and her husband's in the other room and she's washing the dishes? And it's a song about a torn relationship with a child involved and a shell-shocked veteran. And she's singing, I'm tired of being in love, like she's a little girl in a teenage relationship.
There's a man in the other room. Tried all that a woman can try. At least I'm pretty sure that's true. There's a ghost living in this house. It's right behind that door. My baby can't even bring him back. God, I don't know what I tried for. Oh, I'm tired of being in love. Hurts too much when the one love ain't in love with you.
You know, I wrote Colorado and I wrote Memories and Birds, and they became, like you said, almost cornerstones of the record. And then I built the record around that.
Because there's some great little touches like the clarinet in Memories and Birds.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we had the song basically. We had the string arrangement done, we had everything done, and we needed something to basically sing the melody of the song at the beginning of the song, and Matt was already there doing some other stuff. I was like, you gotta have clarinet, and he was like, Matt and Jason, like, okay, we'll give it a try, I don't know if I really hear that, and once they did it, it was so obvious.
Right, then you can't, you know, imagine a song without it, right?
Yeah, absolutely, you couldn't. I mean, you couldn't imagine doing that on a keyboard or guitar or whatever. It kind of has to be the clarinet.
to my mother that I'll never send. Wrote another to myself and tore it up again. I sat there upon a rock that wasn't very tall, and the thought of falling off was harder than the fall. See the sky and how they fly, not wanting us up there. Do you think they know why we hold them up so dear?
Is it good to be getting back out on the road and playing these songs?
It is, for the most part. You know, it's a bit frightening. It is a different world out there. Not as many people go out to shows, it seems. Basically, right now, I'm playing about 5 to 10 shows a month and spreading it out over the course of the next year, probably, until I make another record, hopefully.
Right, which probably won't be 7 years.
I'll shock people and do it within 3 years.
I think that would be great. If it's anything like this one, Kenny, I'd be looking forward to it.
Well, thank you.
Kenny Robey's new recording is called Memories and Birds. He's playing tonight with his band at 6 for the Center Stage Back Porch Music Series at American Tobacco in Durham. Kenny, thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
With me over any boat, I thought of you there in church. It wasn't in that way. I think of you all the time, almost every day. See the sky and how they fly, they're taunting us down here. Birds and no reason to cry, and I got my gun right here. Words come easy to a fool, after all, they're just words, and only descriptive tools for memories and birds. Memories.